So what I'm suggesting is there are four useful things to help with various health conditions, which is, first of all, clocking what's going on, learning to be with our experience, particularly difficult experience, changing our perspective on what's going on, and allowing wiser choice and choosing wisely dependent on that. So they're really useful skills. They can help with recurrent depression, with anxiety, with pain, with preventing relapse into addiction. But they can also be very useful for life in general, because all of us at times get anxious, feel depressed, avoid our experience when perhaps that's not the most helpful thing to do. And in a way, it's an investigation of our experience, a way of being with our experience that can just go deeper and deeper. It's said that after the Buddha gained enlightenment, that he continued practicing Satipatthana. He continued deepening his understanding, and he enjoyed it. So that's why he did it. So for whatever reason, in a way, well, we can deepen our awareness. Again, returning to this refrain, noticing things arising, passing away. We can notice more and more just how things change until we really get in our bones this sense of impermanence in ourselves and in other people, that we can see more and more fully and know it, as I said, more and more fully, how we are in a flux, how we are a set of processes, and can even in a way just more and more enjoy that sense of play, of how things just arise and pass away. So that the more we can then do that, then in a way, the less we'll actually hold tightly to our experience. And we then won't be so pulled around by it. We won't be so controlled by it. We won't be so fooled by it. We can see it for what it is. So Sati Sampajanya, mindfulness and clear knowledge, basically, from a Buddhist perspective, leads to just vision and knowledge of things as they are. In a way, it's another way of saying the same thing. In other words, it eventually leads to freedom because, as I said, you're just not controlled by your experience in the same way. So, as the Buddha said, this is the direct path for the purification of beings, for the surmounting of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for the attainment of the true way, for the realization of nirvana, namely the four foundations of mindfulness. So in other words, in a way, what you get from the Buddha is an invitation to take this path as far as we want, whether that's to surmount particular sorrows of recurring depression or anxiety, or to help overcome, help deal with physical pain, or whether it's to move towards complete awakening until eventually one is abiding, independent, and no longer clinging to anything in the world. Well, there's lots of places in the sutras you can get a bit of sense of that, but when I was writing this talk, it reminded me of sometimes of the songs of realizations you get, where people, when they gain enlightenment, they give these little verse which just expresses their sense of freedom. So I thought I'd just end with one of those. So this is by Kotita, and his song of realization was this. Dead to the world and its troubles, he recites mantras, mind unruffled, shaking distractions away. Like the wind, God scatters a few forest leaves.